Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Make it. and Chris. Tonight, I want to say thank you to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone listening in the 30 countries around the globe. Thank you for being here. I am so glad that my guests are here because I am their first podcast. Yay! So I'm so happy that Kenny and Kelly is here. But before I bring them on the mic, I just want to say hi to my awesome co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hi, Terry. Hello, viewers, and happy Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay. I better see a little Nestle Crunch bar, a piece of chocolate or something on my step by Sunday. Without further ado, I want to welcome my awesome guests. How are you, Kelly? How are you, Kenny?
We're fine. We're good. Excited.
How are you tonight?
We're good, darling. I'm so happy to have y'all both here. And like everyone knows that once they come on Unmasked, this is family. Whatever y'all do, whatever, you know, demon, whatever, something that stands out in y'all mind, y'all want to talk about it, give me a call, come back, and we're going to do another part two, three, or four, whatever case may be. But because this show is about the paranormal, I prayed over this show because, you know, I believe in the things that I don't know nothing about. So I don't want to attach nothing to me or Chris or my home or my dog or whatever, you know. But with that being said, my first question is to you, Kelly. I know that you said that you was a skeptic. How long did it take from you being a skeptic to being someone who said, oh, my God, this is real, and your eye binged open?
Well, it's gonna sound kind of crazy because it was on my, and I know it's gonna sound crazy, my very first investigation, because we had gone on to this place that my husband has been on for, he's been to the same place for a good 5 or 6 different times. However,
wow,
the first time that I go, because they keep calling him back, the first time that I went, there was, and I caught this on my computer camera. It was on my camera, so I knew that there was nothing. It wasn't even any of his equipment. It was nothing. Just my camera. I had it on plane while we were asleep all night.
Recording.
8 hours of footage while we slept. And
oh, y'all slept in the house? They had this activity?
Yes.
Okay.
Girl.
Okay. Ooh. Go ahead and tell you. Ooh, Lord. Couldn't be me. I'll be out in my car.
We ended up, I woke up the next morning, though, and I looked at my footage, and I saw this shadow figure of in the same bedroom that we were sleeping, and
mm-hmm.
You could hear my husband actually snoring on the video. However, as you kind of scroll through, you see this shadow morph into an actual shadow person right next to the fireplace. And as it moves, you could hear the wood creak, and you could still hear him snoring. So you knew, like, he's asleep. At that moment, it was just he and I in that house, and the rest of our team was in the guest house. Yeah.
I know right now, before I let Chris ask this question, I'm going to have y'all come back because already I got so many questions rushing through my brain, and I want y'all to keep, if y'all got it available, April the 2nd, you know, to come back, you know, the first Friday in April. Ooh, Lord, but Chris, go ahead and ask your questions, you know, of Kenny, because I'm going to ask mine of Kelly. Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, well, my first question is to Kenny, and my question to Kenny is, how did you get interested in the paranormal?
Well, you know, to make a long story as short as possible, you know, as a child, I seen things, you know, I saw things, and so I kind of, you know, I believed in it before I knew that there was such thing as ghost hunters. Well,
mm-hmm.
Let's just to cut this real short, because I could go on and on and on. In 2010, I was watching TV, flicking through the channels, and I approached I came across the show, The Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters, I was going to say Ghost Whisperer, okay.
And I never knew that there was such thing as a team that would get together to investigate and search for such thing. And so when I saw that, I got kind of excited, actually. And I actually felt like I wanted to do the same thing. So I started looking more into it and investigating into what kinds of equipment I needed and stuff like that. And I started purchasing equipment and digging into history and stuff as well. And I started doing some investigations around the house, started off as simple as that, and then it moved up since 2000.
Well, Kenny, let me ask your wife a question. Now, Kelly, like your husband said, it just started because he was seeing things. He probably didn't realize that he might have a connection with the other side, because I hear people say they could see dead people, and I don't dispel none of that. But when he said that he went back to the same house about four or five times, at what time did y'all figure, like, telling them people who live there to get the hell out, leave? Because all you got to tell me is one time we seen something on this thing, right? My little happy ass be, I'll be out the door, you know? I'll have some else sell my house, remote, I don't care. At what point would these people still stay there? I don't get it. Couldn't be me.
Well, it's a historic landmark in Mississippi, and the fact that actually a really close friend of ours owns it, he doesn't want to give up this historic landmark because it's stunning. It's a beautiful home. In fact, it has a lot of history to it in that you can walk around on the property and get ancient arrowheads and Civil War bullets that have been fired in the ground that will come up every so often.
Really?
Yeah, and the rifle as well.
Yeah, we also, while we were there, we dug up like a rifle, a Civil War rifle, which was insane. But it has so much history that he doesn't want to leave. But he has other investigators.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. This just couldn't be me. Chris, you can ask your question because I got so many questions in my brain. I can't wait to get out.
All right. Well, my next question is for Kenny and Kelly. I'm asking this for viewers of your TV show. But how long do you guys plan on doing the show? I mean, how long do you? What's the long term goal as far as airing the shows?
I don't want to stop what I'm doing. In fact, we actually keep growing as far as equipment. I mean, we actually have a studio. We keep growing. We keep doing this because it's exciting to us, and we love what we do. I love to be able to document. I love to document our findings and putting them on YouTube and stuff and sharing them with people, you know.
So. And not only that, I wasn't around at this time, sadly. I cannot wait for us to go back. But Kenny has met with Morgan Freeman, and one of his associates actually bought us a thermal camera that was in range about $3,000.
Wow, that's nice.
Wow.
That is good. And that came to come to my question, because prior I had a person years ago that was on my show, did paranormal, and he would tell me that he wasn't charging nobody to go out and investigate and do their thing. But at some point, to buy the equipment, you got to put a price on something. How do y'all do y'all fee scale? Or does it pertain to activity? How often? I mean, how does that go?
Oh, goodness.
Honestly, he doesn't really charge too many people.
I've never charged anyone when it comes to investigation.
When it comes to that, no. We try to do more of Like, I'm actually about to start getting more, you know, T-shirts and more kind of stuff like that. Because it kind of promotes our name and gives us a little bit of revenue. But it was more of a personal investment in this. It wasn't really...
It was, well, I'm not going to say hobby because it wouldn't be right.
It's a bit more of a hobby.
Well, something I've always enjoyed doing is filming. I love to film. And especially when you can film, and it's not just what you capture on camera, it's also what you capture on audio.
Mm-hmm.
It's the voices that we've captured is mind blowing, and it just keeps you going, and it makes you want to invest. I will keep investing until my bank account.
Okay.
I've had a few bills that were late because there was this one camera or a recorder, it just keeps on going,
I get it. You know, a better quality have better results. So I'm gonna let Chris ask this question because I got another question. It just all up in my mouth. I'm gonna spit them out. But go ahead, Chris, because I'll get to talking.
All right. Question.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
Both of you, Kenny and Kelly. How you guys? But what is the craziest thing a fan's ever sent you as far as the paranormal goes? I mean, have people sent you crazy things, like, paranormal-wise?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be straight up honest with this. I've had a lot of pictures sent to me that is usually an orb, which most of the time is something other than a spirit. It's usually moisture or the dust reflecting off of the still shot camera, and sometimes it could be spiritual.
Again, I was a skeptic, so it's always, I'm always the one to try to, you know, debunk it, to try to be like, what is this? And then as soon as we get past the, okay, we can't figure out what it could be realistically, then we start to go down, okay, what else could this have been?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, since you are into this now, Kelly, with your husband, have y'all started drinking, or have y'all started drinking more, you know, because of what y'all dealing with?
since you said that there's been places that we have been to, and we've been startled so bad that when you finally get home and you go to sleep, and you sometimes you wake up and you're still there at the place, and sometimes it's like, I don't know what to call it, but sometimes that will last a week, and sometimes you'll have nightmares.
Oh.
But
thinking that you're still in that place,
it's weird. I don't know,
even though you're in your own house, some kind of dream state or whatever, you're waking up in the place that you was investigating, but you're actually in your own house.
Yes.
Right.
We'll both have the same dream without telling each other, like, hey, I felt like I woke up and I told him about this, and he goes, I had the same thing happen to me this morning as well.
And one more thing, I'm so into the paranormal, you know, I'm so into this, you know, this the spiritual side especially, that I bought a historic house downtown Hammond, Louisiana.
Okay.
And I've even experienced plenty of, there's so much stuff there as well.
He went to do an investigation in his own home and it got struck by lightning that day.
The same day.
Woo.
The fire department, the fire trucks came out, and they stayed there 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a nightmare. I couldn't stand it. I didn't even have insurance on all the equipment. I wasn't able to get everything replaced. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, this might sound crazy. I know when I was a little young girl, I used to have sometimes these nightmares, I call it, because in my dream, I'm trying to run real fast, and my legs are going in slow motion. And I can look to see my room, my bedroom. But when I turn around, I see the where I'm at, where someone is chasing me, and it's like a split screen. I can't get to jump into my room to stop the nightmare behind me. But this happened a couple of times, so I know I'm not crazy, because that freaked me out, because when I run, I'm going in slow motion, and I turn around, whatever's chasing me is gaining, and I can see the environment that I was in and the room that I'm supposed to be sleeping in. And I hate those kind of nightmares. I really, really do. When I can see both images, and I don't know, what is that called?
I mean, that's actually the type of dreams I used to have. You know, I mean, years and years ago. When I was young.
Yeah.
But as I grew older, I was able to control. I knew that it was a dream, but I was still asleep, but I knew it was a dream, so it didn't really scare me. So I don't know what changed it. I don't know if it's something to do with what I do, and I don't know. You got to stand up to your fears as well. If you're dreaming or if you're awake, face your fears. I don't know what that's called.
There's different interpretations of it, meaning maybe, you know, you're not moving as fast as you want in real life, maybe to your certain goal.
In fact, some people find that they're falling. They feel like that they're falling as well.
I've had that sensation before, like I was falling, and I was very afraid because I thought once I hit the bottom, I was going to splash. But by the time I got to the bottom, I was able to stand up, just step down without breaking my ankles or whatever. You know, and I've had dreams of flying. Those are my best dreams. I could never get back into those. You know, I'm flying. I love those dreams, but, yeah. But I'm going to let Chris ask that question because I'll go on and on and on.
Right.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, my next question is, how has COVID-19 affected your guys' production of the show? How have you guys been vaccinated?
Okay. Well, I know what you was gonna say. since COVID-19 has been to start with, the Fernwood House. Thanks to COVID-19, we have been able to investigate more of the Fernwood House. It's because the Fernwood House, they usually have Christmas parties, so they'll have 4th of July parties, they'll have they have parties there all the time, and it would have, you know, since COVID,
there's been more openings for investigations.
There's been more openings for investigations, exactly.
But the negative side.
The negative side, yeah.
Like I said, we're from Louisiana, so we're not really, it's not really a huge thing where we are. It's more of a, oh my God, I can't believe you would even consider getting a vaccination in where we live. It's not necessarily looked up to from anyone that I know. No, we haven't gotten one.
You know, I got to be a certain age group or first responders or whatever. But I do know that I was wondering, is it true that, say, for instance, like I love going to yard sales and thrift stores, you know, because I'm always sitting there thinking I'm going to find an antique because I collect antiques. Now, is it true that sometimes things are attached to items that I might be buying out here in the street at yard sales or thrift stores, or should I just leave that stuff right where it's at?
I'll let you explain that. If you want to go there, you can go there. I'll let you explain that.
Okay. Well, yeah, from my experiences with him was there was a mirror that we had seen, and it was surprisingly under the bed of that same room that shadow figure was in.
Facing upward.
Really?
Facing upward underneath a sheet. Yeah. really, really creepy.
The copper wire on the back?
Yeah, on the back there was a copper wire, very, very long copper wire that was hammered into the mirror from the back side without breaking the front.
That's an old mirror. When you see that, that's an old mirror.
Exactly. And it was odd, though, because in that same room, there was that, which we could, it was almost like a feeling. Since I've been putting myself into investigation, that aura, it's almost like you can feel the vibes around you, whether or not something might be present. You might get chills, you might get just this very quick cold feeling.
Spider web, like static electricity.
Yeah. Whenever I go into that room, I kind of felt it almost every single time. Then there was also the chessboard in the same room where the chess pieces would physically move by themselves. So I'd like to say, yeah, some spirits might be not, I don't want to say attached, but they might enjoy being around a certain item.
No, I have experienced some, because I broke out some family pictures.
Oh.
And I that's a whole nother story. That's a very long story, but some family pictures in my own home, and I saw a shadow person right afterwards. I decided to start up the spirit box and everything started going crazy.
Right.
Yeah. So I have experienced. I guess that some spirits can be attached to photos. But as far as me, because I also have some antiques. I don't know. I haven't had any experiences with these antiques having anything attached to them. But I believe it's possible. Yes.
I feel bad whenever he says that he breaks out those pictures. He has a very rough family history. For instance, his grandparents were murdered by another family member.
They were murdered?
Murdered, yes, by his aunt.
They were burned. They were burned in their own home, and my grandpa was a Baptist preacher.
Yeah, so he has a lot of...
Give me the stuff coming out of my mouth. Oh, my God. Ooh. Chris, go ahead and ask your question. I got another question, and I don't want to just ask all the questions, but go ahead, Chris. Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, how many episodes do you guys do of your series? How many episodes do you guys do like per week? What's the tape schedule like?
Oh my gosh, I am so behind. I don't have any motivation. I haven't had any motivation
recently.
I have all this equipment and all everything I need. But there's probably about I'm probably 30 episodes behind, and I post them on YouTube and on the Facebook page as well, and you know if there's one or two weird things that happen, I'm going to post it. I just want everyone to see how it actually
reality
is real.
For real.
You know, because sometimes it can be boring. Sometimes,
oh, that is true, yeah.
Sometimes you get these places that
aren't haunted.
Well, or if they are haunted or not, some places that you return to, some nights are active and some nights are not active. And there's no guarantee. But, yeah, I have another probably 30 episodes. And
lately, he's been posting them around once every week ish, because he does all of the edits too. You have to realize with paranormal investigations, we have roughly 16 cameras running for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours, and then you have to go through each of those cameras, sort through to see if there's any kind of anomaly or anything like that, then bring it all into one episode, then you finally get the episode.
And I will spend. 5, 10, 15 hours at a time in the studio trying to get all this, trying to get this one episode, which are usually 28.5 minutes long.
Right.
But I've been trying to get him back up because he had lost a lot of motivation, which made his active followers, you know, kind of dwindle, you know, once you get that gap in between episodes. Yeah, you got to keep it going, which I've been trying to get back into it.
Well, let me ask you this question. When someone goes, however they find you, Yellow Pages or YouTube, however a person finds you and they want you to come out to do an investigation, I've heard people, when they buy homes, unless they have a home that they had built from the ground up, I found that people, when they buy someone else's home, a lot of them, well, I know I bought two homes when I built, that when I bought the other two homes, I had my minister come and pray inside each room and have some sage and burn that. Now, this is stuff that I've seen on TV, and I'm just assuming that it's effective. Is it really effective? I know prayer is effective, but I'm talking about the burning of sage. What does that do to the other dimension that we can't see with our naked eye?
You missed it. You want to say?
I know that sage is a very good cleanser of like the area around you. Sage in particular is supposed to burn off negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's multiple different types of energies, though, you know, negative, positive. There's some that are just kind of don't even know that they are, you know, they don't know that they're a spirit. There's all different types. But
I believe that sometimes it will actually, you think you're doing something good. You're gonna cleanse the house, and it's gonna make it worse. It depends on the spirit, or if it's a demon or whatever. I don't cleanse houses. We don't do that. What we do is we document hauntings, and I would never give anybody any advice to sage or to get a priest or whatever.
I can say one thing. On an investigation, when I begin to pray, things
mm-hmm.
go crazy 90% of the time. Things are not
I would imagine, you know, anything that's evil, don't want to hear nothing about no prayer. You know, and
right.
I hear that, you know, you and your husband, as part of the investigation, y'all might sleep on the site. First of all, let me give y'all kudos for doing that. Maybe I'm just a chump. I don't know. But, you know, have you watched these movies back in the day when something's scary and they depict a black person? First thing we do, our eyes get big and we run away from it. And when they depict a white person, y'all run into it. Want to see, what's that? What's that? The heck with that mess? All I got to do is hear something, say, get out. Some wind blowing on my ear, I'm done. It's a wrap. You ain't got to convince me of jack. I'm out of there. You know?
It's been so bad that his daughter has gone with us on an investigation and has gotten pushed downstairs.
Yeah.
Like, there's been some serious incidents that we've had.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's caught on camera.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if I'm done with that episode. Right.
Our other worker got scratched on the arm. It was me and his daughter in the attic of one of our investigations. And next thing you know, we called up for help because we were terrified. Two girls terrified up top in an attic, and they're outside in the studio. Next thing you know, one of our teammates ran up and his arm gets scratched and there was even blood.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's an extra question because that's scary. I'm amazed that y'all continue on because that, you know, everybody got different little hobbies and little quirks. My little quirk is I like coin collecting, United States coins and stuff like that, and looking for errors or whatever. Ain't no way.
Oh, yeah.
I would want to look for no demon, nothing evil. Ain't no way. I can't do it. Where did this come from?
It all started, like I said, when I was a child. I witnessed things,
I only started doing it once I got married. It's not going to lie. I never thought I would see myself doing this.
But I don't know what it is.
Did you just have a vivid imagination? Huh?
I'm sorry?
Your husband, Kenny, did you have witness stuff or did you have a vivid imagination?
No. I had just woke up. It was around 8 a.m. The sun was shining through the blinds or the curtains. And I was young. I was probably 6 years old, which sounds really young to remember, but I can remember it like it was yesterday. But now, if I told you more about the property, the grounds and the background, you would understand. But that's another day.
Because we're gonna get you down here for another day. I'm gonna let Chris go ahead and ask this question because we got maybe about 9 minutes on the clock. So Chris, ask your question. But if y'all think about, look at your calendar. For April the 2nd, I sure like to do a part two of this.
It's wrote down.
Okay. Yes. I got a whole bunch of questions. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. My next question is, I know paranormal is your profession, but what do you guys do to unwind? What do you guys do to unwind, basically?
I like that question.
I guess you could say part-time singer. I sing in local bars, local different places. I also have like a jewelry shop that I do online, a jewelry where I hand make like wire bend jewelry. You know, I can make names out of wire. That's kind of like my other hobby. For him, babe.
I like exploring. I like history. I love going to places that like forts and stuff. You know, I'll bring a camera and we'll walk around. You know, we'll go to Pensacola. There's a lot of forts over there and stuff. I like to go out and listen to her sing and have a few drinks, eat. You know,
it's more of a happy time. We try to focus all that, the work portion of it as work, but we like to have, you know, fun to try to maintain the balance of, you know, good and
yeah.
I don't want to say evil, but
yeah.
Good, not good.
I'm not going to say everything is evil. I don't think everything is evil that we capture,
there's been some evil things.
Of course, I don't know. We just document hauntings and we share them with everyone.
Yeah. Now I heard like some people, you know, like when the shows you see on TV, like Ghost Whisperer, they depict people that has passed away. They don't realize they have passed away, and they be saying, "Go towards the light." Is that true? Some people can die here on Earth and not realize that they have passed on. Is that true?
I wouldn't know, but it's possible. I'd like to believe that it's somewhat true.
Because there's been multiple times where we can put, you know, like a teddy bear down on a chair, and we can call out to like a child or something, like, "Hey, I don't want you to be afraid of us. If you want to make contact, or if you want to come play, do you want to play a game with us?"
Chessboard.
Yeah, we have this chess. If you want to play chess, or, you know, if it's younger, we have a teddy bear out here with his name is Teddy. If you want to come play with him, you know, we start a conversation. Next thing you know, the chair starts moving. The rocking chair starts moving.
Or
the chessboard will start moving out. Yeah.
Oh,
we
my
have our,
Lord.
Our
I just want to say this. Y'all need to tell everybody how to find y'all, first of all. And then we got to wrap it up. And I got you definitely wrote down here for April the 2nd, everybody, y'all coming back. And this time I'll give you a little longer than 45 minutes before I give you an hour because this topic, man.
If you can
amazing.
Give us a couple hours, man.
This topic is amazing. I mean, I'm just like, I just got so many questions busting out of me, and, you know, I just want to know details that people who's listening in these different countries, you know, they want to know that stuff like, well, have you seen this? Have this happened? They want to know the nitty-gritty, and I'm trying to get all that in there, but How can they reach you until you come back on the 2nd of April, Kenny and Kelly?
The best way is through our Facebook page. I've been recently contacting with someone to get us, you know, a more professional website. But we have the Facebook page, The Paranormal Search. We have our YouTube, same thing, The Paranormal Search. I just got us started even on TikTok for shorter clips of what we've caught on camera. Everything is our handle, The Paranormal Search.
Yeah, it's youtube.com/paranormal2777 is where there's a good bit there as well. But Facebook or YouTube, but just like she said,
The Paranormal Search.
You can find us.
Thank you. I'm going to find y'all back here April 2nd, 2021.
April 2nd.
Kenny, Kelly, thank you so much for being
thank
here
you,
with Mike. Me and Chris.
Yeah, thank
it
you.
It has been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been cool, Chris. Terry, appreciate it.
Yeah, and on that note, we got to leave up out of here this Friday evening with a song that I know my co-host is going to love. It's by one of his favorite singers, Bette Midler, The Glory of Love. Everyone have a good weekend.
For a long time. It's like an old friend. But you know, I think it's only recently that I discovered what it's really about. You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory. Yeah.